WPGC AM and FM Morningside, where the rock rolls on. The Motown Generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
Detroit, Michigan. Motortown. Motown. This is the Motown Sound. In 1959, with the owner and founder of the Motown Record Corporation, Barry Gordy Jr.
Having been around a lot of the crowd coming from the ghetto and the blues-loving people and all that, you know, we really dug the type of things that reflected the society. And I felt that this was something that could be a very good force in American music and communicating with people. I had always wanted to be a songwriter. I decided to write things more from feeling because I wanted just a straight line approach with what I was trying to say to the people. When I would write the song and send it out, it would not come out like I thought it should. So I was unhappy with that, so I decided to produce my things. And then I got Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, and we started producing. That was how the record company really got started. Of course, we did some foolish things. We put all our money in each year, and if we had gone any year without hit records, we'd have been out of business. We just turned it over and over and over and over, and after 5 years, we had at least three or four or five hits each year. Money was the first hit. At the time, I was broke. I had, you know, a girlfriend or two who were telling me, you know, how much they loved me, but meant nothing. Therefore, the line came that your love gives me such a thrill that you left don't pay my bill.
The Motown Generation.
Well, that's Did Please Mr. Pulseman and Playboy here at WPGC's early years of the Motown Generation, 1221 WPGC Cash Rip-Off Time with Brian Lawrence here on January 23rd, 1972. And one of the early performers in the Motown Generation was a girl by the name of Mary Wells, and a tap performer, too. Here's one of her early songs called You Beat Me to the Punch.
You beat me.
Mother Mary Wells from 1962 in the Motown generation as a song called You Beat Me to the Punch. Remember,
WPGC, AM and FM, Morningside, where the rock rolls on.
WPGC Motown generation time, and these are the miracles. Remember,
what's so good about goodbye?
Solid Gold Miracles, 1962 on WPGC Radio Number 1. That's called What's So Good About Goodbye. 1247 WPGC Cash.
Recording a live performance, Motown discovers its first child star, Little Stevie Wonder.
I started singing professionally at the age of 9, ever since I could holler, really. I did a lot of listening to the radio, so I listened to a variety of kinds of music. I've always admired the gospel music, some classical music. I've listened to all of the pop artists and R&B people. I was discovered by Ronnie White, who sings with the Miracles. Ronnie auditioned me. The following day, I was called to come down for an interview, an audition with Berry Gordy. My first biggest record was Fingertips.
First big hit for child star Stevie Wonder and the Motown generation here at WPGC Radio number one. It is 12:52. Brian Lawrence Showtime on a Sunday afternoon.
Talented Detroit youngsters continued to knock on the Motown door as Martha Reeves, Rosalind Ashford, and Betty Kelly formed a group called Martha and the Vandellas.
Upon graduating from high school, I had had a little bit of experience in singing, but didn't know what would be my livelihood, didn't know what I'd make a career of, because, well, everybody's kind of quite like in question about what their future is going to be when they're 17, 18 years old. And I worked at a few jobs. I think I was a telephone solicitor, and I was a clerk at a cleaner's, and all kinds of things. So I came over to Motown with a group called the Delphi's, which, you know, never really made it. And we were told at that time that they weren't taking any more auditions, and just don't call them, they'll call us. Motown was the biggest thing in Detroit. I wanted to belong and be a part of, and decided just to be a secretary. One of my jobs were making promos for different artists, and I happened to make one for Mary Wells, who didn't show up for a session, luckily for me, because they took the track, and it was our first release called I'll Have to Let Him Go, which didn't sell but about three copies, and I think we bought all three of them. Right after that, we got Coming at These Memories, and from then on, it's been top 20, top 10, and we got kind of spoiled.
Love you.
Another one of her big early hits. The song is called Your Old Standby.
She left you last night, and today
I
Brother Barry Wells at WPGC Radio, number one, and that's Good Guy as Gold from the year 1963. It's called Your Old Standby. I can't picture Barry Wells standing by for anybody.
The Motown Generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
Meanwhile, it was a different bag for Smokey and the Miracles with Mickey's Monkey.
I heard this guy, Lamont Bossier, he was fiddling around with it on the piano, you know. I liked the thing that he was doing. He was just doing the Lumdy Lumdy Live because he hadn't really gotten it together, you know. And I asked him to record it on us because I thought it was a good... It, just that part there was strong.
All right, is everybody ready?
Yeah!
Generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
They call the thing Mickey's Monkey. That's the sound of the Miracles on WPGC Radio number one. It's 1:14 cash rip-off time with Brian Lawrence. We have $487.80 hopefully to give away sometime this hour. These are the Marvelettes.
Fade it away.
Marvel, Apps, and Strange, I Know, here at WPGC Radio, number one, in the Motown generation, the early formative years, 117 cash rip-off time with Brian Lawrence, and the good guys environment is partly cloudy and warm today, highs to 58. Continued cloudy tonight, lows to 40. Right now, the good guys have 44 degrees.
The Motown generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
Along with the Motown songwriting team, Marvin Gaye gets a little help from his friends.
Holland Dozier and Holland came to me one day and they said, gee, Marvin, we've got a great thing here. And I said, well, gee, I need something, you know. Diane and a couple of the other Supremes were in the studio and they said, well, let's use them for backup voices. And so Diane thought it was great. She loves that kind of thing. She's so groovy. And she said, yeah, I'd love to get on that. And so Diane and the girls did background work on that. And I went and recorded. I said, gee, man, I love it so much. I just went right in that afternoon and did Can I Get a Witness?
Generation.
The early years, 1959 through 1963.
Marvin Gaye, WPGC Radio, number one, and I would like to get me a witness. 120, cash ripoff time, and we have $487.80 in the ripoff this hour here on your Brian Lawrence Show, and I want you to stand by because hopefully you'll win.
WPGC, remember.
No more for me.
1972.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside, where the rock rolls on.
1:39, cash rip-off time at WPGC Radio, number one with Brian Lawrence.
Baby, don't you do it. Don't do it, baby.
Gold, 1964. It's Marvin the Marvelous One and Baby Don't You Do It on your Brian Lawrence Sunday radio show, 23rd day of the 1972. It's 1:41.